This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Go again, hoo-la, DJV show, D, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria, Kara Schillen is at the controls in our waterlogged studio in Washington. Everybody's waterlogged. The East Coast has a real problem. Midwest has a real problem, and there's not anything new, really. It's just the same kind of stuff that we've been talking about, it seems like, for months and months and months. So it does things to your mood as well as all kinds of other things, and people, generally speaking, feel a little more lethargic. I never, ever, in the middle of the day, I take a quick nap, usually when I'm done with my radio work midday, and then go on to my other things. Yesterday, I slept for 2.5 hours in the middle of the day. It's unheard of, and it's because of all of this stuff just kind of wearing me down, getting at the essence of my being, and I'm sure many of you have had the same experience. I know that Jennifer hasn't really, she has drag on her because of all the stuff that she does. I think, Victoria, you've felt it. Kara, you have. We've all kind of been in not a cloudy mood. I'm not sure how to describe it, but the weather really does, for those of you, and this may be the big story of the day for some of you, the weather really does affect you psychologically and then physically, because it's the mind, it's the spirit-mind-body connection. I think I've talked to more people in the last few days who just feel blah, and that maybe even exaggerating how good they feel. It really is something. And so then you're going to have this with the tree talk, the thing, the extension. Well, it's a global warming and all that other stuff. And, who really knows? I just know that I think it's important for us to pay attention to that and to acknowledge it and to, from time to time, talk about how we can make things a little bit better. Now, I say that before Jennifer starts off the hour. Who knows?
My top story, but...
No, I know it wasn't, but there are a lot of people who are ragging away. And I think partially it has to do also with the political atmosphere that goes with the daily discussions here. So anyway, where are we going, Jennifer?
We're going to go to the border because there are reports now that TSA, those guys that we see, those women and men that we see at the airport checking our bags, well, they plan to send hundreds of officials to help with efforts to deal with migrant inflows on the southern border. Just as the summer travel season is set to begin, this is according to CNN, who got this through sources at the TSA. The task of the workers, which a source said will include air marshals as well, will be to assist temporarily with immigration duties. TSA acknowledged in an internal email the immediate need comes with the acceptance of some risk of depleted resources in aviation security. TSA plans for the deployment to involve up to 175 law enforcement officials and as many as 400 people from security operations. At least initially, the efforts will not involve uniformed airport screeners, according to the email, which says that some parts of TSA would be asked to contribute around 10% of its workforce. There is such an immediate need for help from TSA at the border, according to a TSA official, that TSA has committed to support with 400 people from security operations who will be deployed in waves similar to support for, like, when they have hurricanes or other natural disasters. TSA is deployed to help with those efforts. They know that they accept a little bit of risk as they enter the busy summer season for travel and that it's an additional challenge, but the need is so great, they figure that they can jump in and help a little bit. And this is coming as the number of border crossings is truly spiking. Apprehensions are at a 10-year high. high. There are 4,300 active duty and National Guard troops assisting at the border. And the acting defense secretary said recently that Customs and Border Patrol shifted 750 of its own officers to assignments with the Border Patrol last month. So it's a problem that we've known about, we talk about here quite often, but now they're getting more manpower and the help in the form of TSA officials who will be going down to the border to try to help with all of this.
I think we too loosely use the term officials. The TSA, among all of the Homeland Security branches, is the least well-trained. I would want to know the sort of training that was involved. I've made it no secret that my encounters with TSA, yours, most everybody here.
Well, it's not the screeners. These are security ops people and air marshals.
So what are they? Why are they working for the TSA? Why do we?
It's in their department.
But how big is this department? How much money are we spending? Where do these people come from that do the? It sounds to me like we have a power grab going on here. We want more people to make it more secure, or something else. I find it very disconcerting, frankly, that there are so many people who have badges and guns who are supposedly protecting us. And I don't know how I'm asking the question because I don't know the answer. And I'm not sure anybody has an answer. It sounds like we're throwing mud against the wall to see what sticks. And I just think we're moving closer to a police state, even though I'm completely in support of fixing this problem at the border because it's outrageous.
Well, I think they're not talking about the guys who are taking your cell phone at the airport. They're talking about the people who go undercover and sit on airplanes for security. So
Those are air marshals.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh.
I said air marshals and security ops. Yeah, that's what they're called. That's where they do work under TSA, but they do have more training than the people who are just, you know, screening your wallet and looking at your shoes at the airport.
Well, one surefire way to fix a major dilemma is to involve the TSA, so I'm all for it.
I just think that we've got too much. There needs to be, and I'm wondering about management here, how it is. Part of the problem is solved by understanding or knowing more about what really is going on, other than just saying we're going to send these people that group, or maybe. There's too much information. I know some of us are too involved in this. We talk too much about it, and it becomes part of our, you know, this, what I started talking about, the kind of demoralization of, many of the people in this country.
Well, if Congress isn't going to act on it, there's a million people that are expected to come in this year.
It's awful.
And they are on, yeah, there's 100,000 and more, actually, that have come in the last couple of months. So if you know, something has to be done, and if you have to start reassigning departments because Congress won't do anything about it, well, then that's what you have to do, I guess. Otherwise, what else do you do? Do you let them all just come in? Do you open up the gates? I mean, there are very limiting options when you have the laws on the books that we do right now. They're advertising in countries in Central America that if you have a child, you can just walk right into the United States and you'll never be deported. And that's true. It doesn't have to be your own child. Get a child in your hands. You can walk right in. And no matter what you do, no matter what crimes you commit, if you walked into this country with a child, you will never be deported. That's the Flores Law. That's on the books right now. And it will not be changed because people don't want to change it in Congress. So those are the kinds of things that you're dealing with.
Some
so it
people.
Is frustrating.
Yeah,
what do you
some
mean, some people?
People?
No.
Some people
all
don't
people.
Want to change it. All the people,
yeah.
Everybody in Congress, nobody wants to change it.
No, all people that come in with kids. I thought you were.
No, I'm talking about some people in Congress. You said people in Congress. I want to be more specific about who it is that is, in this case, pretty un-American. I think that this is a travesty, and people ought to know what it is that they're voting for, who they're voting for, when they listen to all this. I've been paying a little more attention because there's a lot of activity here in New England with the New Englanders who are running for the presidency. It is pretty preposterous, and it's almost laughable, some of the things that Elizabeth Warren says, for example, that may or may not have anything to do with the actual work that's being done. She was at a town meeting yesterday, and she slammed Fox News for... She called them hate for profit. And it was an interesting day because Fox announced it had its best up front Up front is when the networks present themselves to the advertising agencies and what they get for upfront commitments from advertisers. And Fox did better than any other network, which I thought was kind of an interesting reality. How is, if they're hate for profit, then so is MSNBC. Right? I mean, why is there so little attention to
CNN,
CNN. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, everybody's got a spin.
That's very true, Jennifer. All right. So we have our, everybody's expressed themselves here enough on this. It's pretty short and sweet, not sweet, pretty short and sour as it comes to who's coming across and why they're coming across and what our obligations are under the circumstances as Americans. Whether we feel obligated to help people, go back to give us your tired, your poor. There are a lot of people who could use our help, and legitimately so. But then there are others who are just here to suck off the public teat, as they say. So, 16 after the hour, here's a way for you to get the most from your weight loss program and to get healthy the right way right now. To commit yourself to losing weight the intelligent way, to commit yourself to losing weight. And I don't mean that to sound like it's elitist, because it isn't. The point of view is a lot of people make up their minds based on, okay, today I feel like I need to lose weight. They do an immediate kind of, all right. This is the story behind Calitrin, though. It's a thoughtful way, and it takes a lot of people. The reason that we reinforce these these messages is because a lot of people think for a while about what's best for them and how to do this best. Well, Calitrin is proven to help people like you with weight loss, getting a better night's rest, that sort of thing, because the main ingredient in Calitrin is collagen. Collagen is what your body needs for your digestive system to work properly, for you to build muscle, for your joints to work. It's almost a universal way for you to make yourself healthier. But the most important part of this is the fact that you'll lose weight with a good exercise program, thinking about what you eat, taking collagen to support your body. All of these things help amazingly to not only get the weight off, but to keep it off on its own. Nutrients your body needs to function more efficiently. Those are the ingredients in Calitrin. And I think we've got a pretty convincing message here. So let me send you to toploss.com for a special deal. Use the DJV code, and you'll be on your way to losing weight and keeping it off. That's toploss.com, and you'll get a better pricing deal using the code DJV.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15inrewards for details.
Joint aches. Maybe you're getting older. Maybe you have, if you're like me, got injuries from being on the farm or whatever, playing sports. Joint aches can sap the life right out of you. Lately, though, I've been feeling a lot better. If you ache, like you got neck aches and hand aches and back and shoulder aches, do what I did. Try Sierracil. Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days or you get your money back. For me, I started to feel Joint Formula 14 working in about 5 days, I guess. My knees move easier. My hips are better. Don't let joint aches hold you back. Try My Choice for relief. Joint Formula 14. Get all the details at achefree.live. It works, or you get your money back. My listeners in May, try Joint Formula 14 capsules, $27.99 with free shipping. That's achefree.live. There is Sierracil for your pet as well. Find out more at achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Change out the hour here on the DJV program. Wednesday, the 15th of May. Music time. Ah, yes. Lots of attention still, appropriately given to the music from Queen. There is the American Idol season finale in the next week. And this next episode is set to be jam-packed with a lot of superstar appearances. Weezer, Carrie Underwood, Dan and Shay, Daddy Yankee. Adam Lambert's going to perform his latest single, New Eyes, and Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, together with one of the contestants whose name is Demetrius Graham. So that ought to be a big deal. Then Carrie Underwood is going to perform her latest single, Southbound. Dan and Shay will be singing All to Myself and Speechless with Madison Van Denberg, one of the contestants. John Pardee will perform a medley of Night Shift and Dirt on My Boots with Lane Hardy. Kane Brown is performing Good as You and Lost in the Middle of Nowhere with Alyssa Ragu. And then Katy Perry is going to be singing Unconditionally with Jeremiah Lloyd Harmon. Cool in the Gang, performing a medley of Hollywood Swinging, Ladies Night, and Celebrate with the top 10 performers. Luke Bryan is going to perform Knockin' Boots and Every Breath You Take with Lacey K. Booth. Lionel is going to perform Dancing on the Ceiling with all of the top 10 finalists. Montel Jordan is going to do This Is How We Do It with Austin Michael. And then Weezer performing a medley of Africa, Take On Me, and Everybody Wants to Rule the World with Wade Coda and Walker Burroughs. So it's really quite an interesting conglomeration as they really put it all together.
How long are these episodes? 2 hours?
Two hours?
That's a lot of content to fit in there.
They've been doing
they
2 hours.
They all stretch it out at the end.
Yeah. Well, in this case, not only that, but they've been playing, I think American Idol's been on ABC 3 nights. Saturdays they have a collective of what they've done. What, they do it on Sunday and Monday or Monday and Tuesday? The live shows.
Sunday, Monday, I think.
Sunday, Monday.
Did and when did they do The Voice? For another season? Yeah.
American Idol? Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it did. Yeah. The Voice does the same thing. They drag it out, and they've got a million performances before they get to the results.
Yeah. And are they? It's all time to be see the sweeps period is over next Thursday, week from tomorrow. So you can be sure that all the episodes of every television show, whether it's these shows or other shows, are going to be jam-packed with all kinds of, wait till we give you the finale and yada, yada. So that's the story from American Idol anyway. It seems to have gained a little more momentum toward the end of the season. Also from the world of music, Madonna, who's been around a lot of people. We've been talking about her a lot lately, as a matter of fact. A lot of people are concerned about the Eurovision Song Contest. She's not letting the controversy around that taking place in Israel shake her determination. My friend Uri Geller has been in touch with her. As a matter of fact, she's going to go over to his new museum to bless it while she's in Israel. I thought it was interesting.
She can bless things?
Apparently. Well, she's a Kabbalist.
I know.
How do you pronounce it? Yes, whatever it is. And Uri loves celebrities, and they all love him, so it'll be a big love fest. So I don't really know. She says, I'll never stop playing music to suit somebody's political agenda. I will not stop speaking out against violence of human rights wherever in the world it may be. So what comments, why was this...
Well, there's a boycott from pro-Palestinian activists. And they don't want... No. They don't, because this is taking place in Israel, the big Eurovision Song Contest, which represents more than 40 countries. So that's... Yeah. So she basically just... She does some work with pro-Palestinian or Palestinian groups that involve, you know, education for women.
Why did they decide to have it in Tel Aviv? There's always something...
Because the winner last year was... Yeah, whoever wins gets to host it the next year as a country,
But it's not... They're not in Europe. So why do they...
Well, it's Eurovision. That's what it's called, so...
Contest, yeah. But anyway, Israel's not hardly in Europe. All right, so here's some Madonna info for you. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hoping to press a showdown before the U.S. Supreme Court concerning Roe v. Wade, Republicans in Alabama's state Senate have passed a bill that will ban nearly all abortions, even in cases of rape and incest. Democratic Minority Leader Bobby Singleton pleading with the state's governor not to sign that bill.
I say to Governor Ivey,
don't sign this bill. This bill would not be the test case for Roe versus Wade.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey has not publicly said if she will sign that bill. The State Department's ordering all non-emergency government employees in Iraq to leave that country. The order comes as the Defense Department's been warning about a possible threat to Americans in Iraq from Iranian-backed forces as tensions rise between Washington and Tehran. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you like knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends by checking out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 after the hour. Yeah, the Ides of May are upon us. The Ides of May would be the 15th of May, middle of the month, Jennifer, halfway through the month of May 2019. And I go back to what I was saying a few minutes ago. I didn't mean to start off the hour with a downer, but it is. There's actually supposed to be some sun here today. I see a few things creeping
it's
out.
It's creeping out a little bit here.
I've got mold growing on the front of my house.
Oh, my God.
There's moss and mold, green stuff, growing up on the side
of the
house.
Have you just been having more rain? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Rain and cold. It hasn't been above 50 degrees here for 10 days. And even it's been at 80 in Washington. What's the temperature in Washington yesterday, Kara?
About 55. It was in the 40s this morning. It'll be warmer today. It'll be in the 70s.
It looks sunny, though. Was it sunny yesterday?
It's sunny
here
today.
We had rain all day here yesterday. It was horrible. Yeah. It's like we've been living in, you know, the stereotypical upper northwest. It's like, you know, when you think of just being under cloud cover and mist and rain all day long and just kind of that chilly feeling in the upper 40s.
And it's had an impact on the respiratory systems of a lot of people.
That was the sort of point. I feel horrible right now. Yeah.
Victoria, I have felt lousy the last 3 or 4 days. And just the way it is. So let's see what we can do to brighten things up. Victoria, what's cooking?
Well,
trending, if you
will. It's not great news, but I wish I had something happier to talk about. But so a new study out has shown that America's fertility rate and the number of births nationwide is at an all-time low, and this is the lowest it's been in 32 years. They say that all of the groups of women, all the age groups, have declined. Women who are younger than 35, the birth rate has declined. Women who are in their early to mid-30s, that rate has also declined. It's slightly upticked by about 1%, women who are age 35 to 39, and it went up 2% between the ages of 40 and 44 for women to give birth. Now, the rate for over 44 is, obviously, that's a very difficult age bracket to get pregnant, so that rate is also way down. That's kind of plateaued. But the lowest, and we talked about this not too long ago, that Japan was suffering from the same thing, that they've got the lowest birth rate in about 40 years. So we're almost on par with that. And lots of different reasons have been given. Economics, women waiting till later in life to give birth, and then they usually only have one child, as opposed to, in the past where women would give birth at a younger age and have multiple children. We've talked about the decline of the middle child, that even if families do have more than one, they usually stop at two. And so the entire middle child, that category of child and personality, if you want to assign that to it, so that's also on a serious decline. And I don't know, I over in Japan, they're trying to do all kinds of birth incentives, so it'll be interesting to see if that ever happens over here, if the United States actually cares about the birth rate, if they want more people giving birth. But I don't know, it's not great news, though, for anybody who watches these things, and especially when you break it down by race and nationality. You know, white people in America are giving birth at the lowest rates now of anybody.
All right, so here may be the reason for that. You ready? People around our country and around the world, in fact, are drinking more. Global alcohol consumption is on the rise.
Wouldn't that lead to more hookups?
I think you fall asleep before you perform. But anyway.
Not always.
No? This study.
Clearly, there's a difference here between men and women.
Maybe it's a generational thing. Between 1990 and 2017, the annual amount of pure alcohol consumed per person. Say it again, Derek. There it is. Per person rose from 5.9 liters a year to 6.5 liters annual consumption. A liter. How much is a liter? Is a couple of quarts, right? How much is in a liter? Or is it?
Liter like 32 ounces?
I don't know.
A liter, think of a big soda bottle. That's a 2 liters. Think of half of that.
Right.
Yeah. Like a bottle of seltzer that you would buy. Like, that's 1 liter. Yeah.
So that doesn't seem like a lot to me. But it's an.
Wait, no, that's a liter a day?
No.
Oh, okay.
The annual. This is an annual number.
Okay.
So it's about
a liter a day of any kind of booze is a lot of booze.
Well, but
no,
then
but
it's
every
taking
year,
into,
that's not a lot. No.
Taking,
it's not.
No, it isn't. They take into account, though, this is everybody on the planet who's.
Bottle of wine, basically.
Yeah.
Right.
Based on standard alcohol content per beverage, that's about a drink a day for every human being on the planet.
Okay.
By the year 2030, that number is expected to rise to 8 drinks a week. Not only are we drinking more, apparently, but more people are drinking. So more people and more drinking. The prevalence of drinking has increased from 45% to 47%, that is, of the population. Since 1990, the number of people who drink 45% of the population on the planet drinks to 47% now. 50% of people will drink alcohol by 2030, according to this. Almost half of the drinkers will binge drink at least once a month. Anybody here binge? Nobody here binge drinks.
I just associate binge gross. Drinking with college.
Jensen,
where you don't
actually,
drink during
well,
the week, right?
But actually,
you
if you think about it,
on the weekends.
I don't drink on the during the week at all, but on Saturday I might have three glasses of wine, and so somebody might say that's
does
a binge
that count
drink.
As really?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
That's
really?
I think how they define it.
So you have one for breakfast,
Victoria.
One for lunch, and
you're
one for dinner, yeah. Jennifer. How
you're
do you do that?
And I like to do them all at once. So all you're in my club, Victoria. I know you are.
Oh, yeah, I am,
on
but
Saturday.
I didn't realize that that was binge drinking.
World Health Organization says 3 million people die a year from the harmful use of alcohol. The study also says the increase comes from increase in wealth. More people have more money to buy more booze. The largest increases happened in India. Wow. That's an interesting.
I wouldn't think of India as a booming economy to buy booze. I actually have seen a lot of recent reports, and I saw a similar thing about people drinking more, but a lot of psychologists have tied it to stress. And so they're because
absolutely.
And it's not just in America. There's political unrest around the world, and in almost every major developed country, there are a lot of political, very hardline left and right, and all kinds of stuff that's similar to what we're going through now here. But that always makes people drink more. The times of high stress that's I would actually attribute it more to stress than just having more money.
Mm-hmm. All right. I don't know if we solved a problem with that, but I was thinking that might have been an excuse. You don't agree with me on the birth thing. So let's celebrate today as the International Day of Families. Families, families, families. We all love our families. I was thinking, I woke up this morning thinking how, because I'm going back to California this weekend to spend time with my son, my daughter, and my grandson, how important it is for me to do that. And I don't know that it wasn't ever not important, but it just seems like it's more important now, and it's a big thing for me because I used to not do that. When farming season started, I would not be able to or take the time to go back and forth as much to California to see the kids, but now it seems to be more important. I don't know whether I was thinking to myself, am I really doing it because I want to see the kids? And the answer is yes, but partially I want to get the hell out of here and go to someplace where it's warm for a couple of days. Anyway, so family is our focus today. Think about this. Traditional families, non-traditional families, foundation of society. Some of the most formative years of our lives are spent growing up with our families. And think about all of our experiences. We talk about them frequently. Kara, I love hearing you talk about your dad. I don't feel like I know as much about your mother. And with Victoria, I feel like I know your mother more than I know your father from your conversations about your family and your sisters, and I know Kara's got siblings. Jennifer, because I know your parents, it's different. So, by the way, who's buying breakfast on Saturday? I'm told.
Is breakfast actually going to happen?
That out.
Yeah, breakfast happens.
I feel like Kara and I should take some bets because it seems
yeah,
it never happens.
Yeah, who shows up?
Aww.
Anyway, today we celebrate what was actually started by the UN in 1994, the International Day of Families, observed on May 15th to celebrate the importance of your family, the people in your family, society in general, and how they look upon their families, the cultural impact of families. It's so different. We were talking about India a few minutes ago, how much different the approach to family life. I guess some of the movies, more popular movies of the day, address that to a certain extent, how it's hard to bring in outsiders into the family. But the world is changing. We find not only here in our country, I mean, just focus on here, this fellow Buttigieg, or whatever his name is.
Buttigieg.
I did, okay. Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Running for the presidency, and not many people, 10 years ago, he'd have been discounted the second he came out of the box, saying he wanted to be president because he's gay. Not so today, which is a step in the right direction as far as I'm concerned. We got a guy in Framingham who's gay and outwardly so with his family, his son running for city council. We have a gay state rep. And I think people are accepting of it. And I guess my question is, why not? What is there in it that is troubling or bothersome? It's just a different lifestyle. Now, maybe that's too quote-unquote liberal point of view. I don't look upon it as a political point of view. I look upon it as a sort of humanitarian point of view. I don't give a darn. But that's just maybe me and what and how I grew up. But anyway, let's think about our families today, maybe a little more than we normally do. Anything from the world of sports before we get to the TV? Actually, there's a lot of TV stuff. The sports thing, I was just looking at Terry Bradshaw, who made some kind of a crack about...
I didn't know what he said, but he said something that caused a backlash. I'm not really sure, but...
Yeah, well, this guy is the one of the... He's an actor, but he's also been a judge on The Masked Singer, and he referred to him as a little short guy from Japan.
Oh, he's talking about Ken Jeong.
What?
I don't know why he...
Am I pronouncing his name correctly? I don't know. I know you'd recognize him because he's everywhere.
Ken Jeong. Yeah, he's a comedian.
Right.
So Terry Bradshaw was bashing Ken Jeong?
Little
so
guy
he's talking about when Terry Bradshaw was on The Masked Singer. Apparently he said he was kicked off by Alan Thicke and a little short guy from Japan.
Oh, jeez.
Which is
Chinese.
Stupid. I believe so, but it's also a stupid thing to say because Ken Jeong is a pretty well-known guy. He's in literally everything.
Yeah,
I watched Avengers the other day, and he makes a cameo in that movie. So he's in everything.
Speaking of The Masked Singer, it's going to be on both in the fall and the spring next year. Fox says this is a big deal, and it did very well in the ratings. It's kind of an interesting show, actually. So they're going to air season two this fall, Wednesdays at 8, and then they're going to bring the third cycle in February. A lot of these, like Dancing with the Stars, has two seasons a year. And so that shows. I haven't heard much about Dancing with the Stars lately. Anybody know what's going on with that?
They were off this season.
They were. Why?
Mm-hmm. They took a break because they needed how many shifts?
Too much of it.
A lot of There's no. Right. There are no celebrities left for them to use.
All right. This is a sad thing for me because I happen to have had I not only know Tim Conway Jr., who's quite a good radio personality in Los Angeles, but his father and I came into contact a couple of times interviewing him. What a fabulous guy. Passed away at the age of 85 yesterday. I don't know what he had, Jennifer. Do you know?
He had swelling or something on his brain. It was not dementia or Alzheimer's, but there was some sort of pressure that was... He had a disease that caused pressure on his brain, so he wasn't even able to make his own decisions and healthcare choices at the end, which caused kind of a fight between the wife, who they've been married for 35 years, but I'd say the new wife, who's not the mother of, I think, the six kids. Right. Although they have one child who I think is like 30-something. Yeah. So there was a little bit of that, I don't want to bring up Casey Kasem, but there was a little bit of that fight for power between the older kids and the newer wife.
Tim Conway Jr. was always talking about his father and in a loving, fun way. The laughs that he, it was fun to tell stories about what his father suggested he do on the air. Kind of reminded me a little bit about my father, what he'd say to me from time to time. Also on television news, Kate Gosselin is going to come back to TV with a dating show. It's called Kate Plus Date.
Wouldn't want to watch that.
I don't know, but oof.
What in the world? Well, she did the Kate Plus 8, right? John and Kate, wasn't she the one that did that? And that was that a miserable failure, or was it?
Well, the show was fine until their relationship went up in flames and there was all this drama surrounding it. I wouldn't take her advice on dating.
Yeah. Well, she's competing. She's trying to get a man.
Well, I wouldn't date her either.
Okay. Lovely. All right, Jen, what's up tonight?
All right, tonight, it's actually kind of a big night on television. We've got the NBA Basketball Eastern Conference Finals, Game 1 that happens on TNT. Travel Channel is searching for monsters. It's a delve into the weird world. They've had their best year yet at the Travel Channel, so they are trying to parlay that into the search for monsters. That's on Travel Channel at 9. Wahlburgers is back. The season premiere of that on A&E is at 9 o'clock. Southern Charm is back tonight on Bravo with two of their original cast members. And then tonight on television, Survivor wraps up with their season finale and their reunion special on CBS. And Riverdale wraps up on CW. That's the season finale tonight.
There you go. Good job, Jen. 10 before the hour.
Okay. Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code, MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's Tech Talk time here on the DJB program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, who is she's our expert of record when it comes to understanding what's going on in terms of, am I over-explaining this? I think I probably
am. I'm just a tech enthusiast, that's
yes. it. Yes, she's enthusiastically, technologically adroit, more so than am I. So we have things to bring you up to date on, like Microsoft. Big warning, what happens here with Windows?
Yeah, this is really serious. Microsoft is warning users of older versions of Windows to urgently,
here.
That is the word they're using. Yeah, well, I know, I thought of you when I saw this. They are saying urgently apply a Windows update because there is a potential widespread cyber attack. Now, Microsoft has patched this critical vulnerability. It exists in Windows XP, Windows 7, and then server versions, if you run a company, server versions of Windows 2003, 2008, and R2 in 2008. And so, but if you're a regular, just personal computer user and you're using Windows XP or Windows 7, you really need to go in and do an update immediately. The vulnerability that they found is what they call wormable, meaning that any future malware that finds this vulnerability can actually propagate from computer to computer in a similar way that you probably remember this. It was called the WannaCry malware spread. That was global in 2017. That was one of the biggest cyber attacks that we've ever experienced on personal computers. Now, Microsoft says so far they haven't observed anybody exploiting this vulnerability. They do believe they found it first. However, Now that the patches have been released, that just makes it more, that makes it easier for hackers to come in. They reverse engineer it and then they create malware. And so now if you're using Windows 8 or Windows 10 machines, if you bought a machine that comes with them on it, those are not vulnerable. But if you are using Windows 7 or Windows XP, you definitely need to do an update immediately. Like as soon as you get to your computer and you hear this, do the update. Microsoft said that this is something that could go global again, and then what the problem with the last giant cyber attack with the WannaCry is they hacked into personal computers and charged people $300 to $500 just to get control back of their own computer. And that's what that's what Microsoft is very concerned about happening again. And this time it could even happen on a larger scale because so many people are still using Windows XP and Windows 7. So take their advice and definitely do the upgrade today and make yourself a lot safer.
All right, that's what I'm doing right now, if I can figure out how to do it. It's time for us to visit Jeff Bezos, who wants to colonize space with his, he got another company besides Amazon, it's called Blue Origin.
The Geek Out.
Jeff Bezos really wants to colonize space, and yes, that would be the same Bezos that's the world's richest guy and the founder of Amazon. He also has another company, Blue Origin, and Bezos has not been quiet about his interest in getting humanity off of Earth and into massive space buildings where millions of humans could live. Last week, Bezos talked for an hour about Blue Origin and showed off concepts of a new lunar lander called Blue Moon. Now, this lander would ferry people and equipment to the moon and help mine for water at its poles, and basically Bezos has set a date for getting back to the moon by 2024. If you want to watch Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin space presentation, we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Next up, 3D printers. I'd be very interested to see how. I'm curious to see if I can use it to make parts for my baler on the farm.
That's a strong possibility, yes. So this is one of the coolest stories that we've seen with innovation and how 3D printing can really do some great work. At South by Southwest in 2018, there's an Austin-based sustainable building startup company called Icon and a housing charity called New Story. They partnered together to create 3D printed concrete homes. Apparently, these went viral with people who were seeing the samples of them. Now, this summer, in an undisclosed city in Latin America, 600 to 800 square foot houses are going to be built using 3D printing. They're basically making an entire little colony. And so, ultimately, the cost of production, they can print a whole house in one day. That is incredible. Habitat for Humanity is probably going to latch onto this technology soon. Now, they did on-the-ground workshops, so the builders are able to develop homes with local traditions and conditions in mind. That means that the structures have front and back overhangs to withstand heavy rainfall, local cement blocks, and then they have kitchen areas that are outdoors to keep chickens and gardens. It's super cool. We're going to be hearing a lot more about this kind of stuff.
All right, good job. Victoria Keevan with Doug Steffen at 59 After on today's DJV show.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.